Love, Drew. P.S. Santa, I really appreciate you giving us playoff hopes because that is awesome. Hey, good to see you. Merry day after Christmas. And can you believe it? The Texans are on the precipice of the playoffs, perhaps. That's a lot of alliteration for an anxious anchor, isn't it? Let's answer your questions here on Dear Drew. First one out of the gate comes from Benny Boteo. He says, is it true that the only way to block J.J. Watt is on Facebook? Marcus Madinov just says, Colt McCoy, question mark. Josh64Isaac, again, Josh, I don't think your mother, father, or the orphanage named you that, but I'll go with it. He says this, what do you think about Case Keenum? I think he's a pretty cool dude. He's my brosif. But as a quarterback, I thought he did a great job last week of threatening the defense deep, which is what we saw in the first play of the game, the 35-yarder to Andre Johnson, protecting the ball and moving the offense. Moving the offense down the field. He got a W, so what more can you ask for? And Josh, man, oh man, that was a great question. So these are yours. Congratulations. Brandon Cooley, will you continue with Dear Drew during the playoffs if the Texans get in? Yes. And next year? Yes. Keep up the good work. Well, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that question. Dear Drew is going to roll on every single week.
Forever. Forever. Forever.
But we're not just going to do it on Fridays. We're going to move it forward, perhaps. So keep your eyes peeled. Wilmer Garcia has this one. Drew, how many games did you think we would win this year? I thought 7. Also, how much ruckus do you think this defense would do during the playoffs? They have been outstanding. JJ, 3 more sacks this Sunday versus Jax. You don't do a ruckus, you raise a ruckus, I believe. And I think this defense could raise a heck of a ruckus because it looks like they're really seeing everything that Romeo Crennel's scheme and alignment and all that stuff and the variations that he brings can offer. So I think they could definitely raise a big ruckus.
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
And so it is with a very light heart that I write you this letter asking for money in the form of 100,000 rubles. I know that might be a taxing amount, but just think of the children in Beaumont who would brush us. Brush us, what?